You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. More than 200 Kalamazoo city workers took advantage of an early retirement incentive that was designed to help address a budget shortfall. The Kalamazoo Gazette has pored over the numbers on those incentives in a series of stories. Reporter Emily Monticelli joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What made you decide to look into the early retirement incentive numbers and write these stories?
Well, we had reported on the early retirement initiative quite a bit, but we had never reported and looked into what the pensions were, what the payouts were. When the program wrapped up this January at the end of the month, we saw an opportunity to go ahead and ask for the numbers and really look over what these benefits were that people received.
And remind us, what was offered to the workers and who was eligible to receive it?
The program was offered to 265 employees who had at least 21 years of service for the city as of December 31st, 2011. As part of the program, they were offered an early retirement, and they would be given an extra 3 years credit towards their pension. They'd be given their full pension and also a 1% lump sum bonus as an incentive to accept the early retirement. They also would receive payouts for their vacation time they had banked and half of their sick time they had banked.
Some city commissioners now tell you they wish that they had asked more questions before this was approved. What are their specific concerns?
You know, the city commissioners I talked to all agree that this was necessary, that there needed to be an early retirement in order to avoid laying off city employees. No one's arguing that. They are curious, though, and do wish that they would have asked specific questions, such as, could they have offered a lower lump sum incentive and still had enough people retire? Or could they have limited the amount of employees they would accept into the program?
And you also talked to some of the employees who took advantage of this early retirement incentive about that incentive which was offered by the city. What did they have to say?
The employees that I spoke to, it kind of varied. A few of them said they would have retired anyway, whether this early retirement program came up or not. And they also said the 1% incentive really wasn't a deciding factor.
Were there also some who were surprised it was that generous?
There were there was one person in particular who said, even though she benefited from the 1%, she still didn't quite understand why it was offered.
But the city's financial officer, Tom Scribola, defended that 1% incentive. What does he have to say?
Yes, he said the 1% incentive, along with the 3 years extra credit toward pension, is what got the city such high participation. They had an 82% participation rate in the amount of employees that took the offer compared to some other early retirement programs they had studied that had a 45 to 55 participation rate. And he credits that to the benefits that were offered to retiring employees, including the 1%.
Former city manager Ken Collard is one of those who took advantage of the early retirement incentive himself and had the largest payout of anyone who retired early, but he defended the program, and he says, according from your story, it worked out better than planned. What does he mean by that?
They had more employees accept the offer than they had anticipated, which means that they actually saw a bigger savings in bigger annualized savings than they had anticipated. So, from their standpoint, that's what he means by saying it worked out better than they planned because they had more participation, that 82%, than they had anticipated.
Some concerns have also been raised about the unused vacation and sick time that people received under this program. Specifically, Mayor Hopewell brought this up. What exactly, does he want to make some changes going forward on this?
You know, he did say that he was interested in looking at that. The thing about it is it wasn't specific to this program. That is city policy. Any person who retires from the city receives pay for any vacation they accrued and also receives pay for half of any sick time that they accrued.
So moving forward, does the City Commission want to make some changes perhaps in any future programs if they're offered, or are there other things that they would like to do in the future regarding what they perhaps have learned from this experience?
It's possible. One change we've seen already is that City Manager Jim Ritzma, who came here in November to replace Ken Collard, is not eligible to take any kind of early retirement, and that is written into his contract.
All right. Emily Monticelli, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Emily Monticelli is a reporter for the Kalamazoo Gazette. She covers Kalamazoo City Government.